So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes Rav Rabbi Yechanan regarding hanena me'ifer tapuch shel gabei mizbeach. Someone benefits from the ashes on the mizbeach. Rav holds ein moilim bay. There's no me'il on the efer because arinasa mitzvase. Since the mitzvah of trumas hadeshem was already accomplished, the efer is no longer considered kach Hashem. What Rabbi Yechanan holds moilim bay. There is me'ilah on the efer because kibin the tzarich lebig de kohuna big dusha sekai. Since the mitzvah of haitzas adeshin that requires the big de kohuna was not yet accomplished, the efer is still considered kach Hashem. Rabbi now says that both agree in the following two cases. Hanena mibsar kach kachim shenitma pater. If someone benefits from tummy meat of kach kachim before his rikar, there's no me'ilah because lechazu lele kahanim lele gvaya. Since the meat is disqualified for both achila and aktara, it's not considered kach Hashem even though there's still a mitzvah to burn basar tummy. And hanena me'muri kachim kalm la'achar shehelin pater. Someone benefits from the fats of kachim kalm after they were put on the fire in the mizbeach. There's no me'ila because nasas mitzvase. Since the mitzvah of haktar was fulfilled, it's no longer considered kach Hashem, even though there's still a mitzvah to turn over the emurim on the fire. Next mishnah discusses the isur me'ila of six items that are in lamatirin. These items do not require a heter by another part. Rather, some of these items are the matir for other parts. Zok the mishnah hakoymitz. The koymitz that is separated from the mincha and burned on the mizbeach achitzim without any other matirin. Valavoina, the lavoina of the mincha that is burned on the mizbeach without other matirin. Vakteris, the keteris is burned twice a day on the mizbeach apanimi without other matirin. Umichas koyanim, the michas nadav of a koyan that is completely burned on the mizbeach without other matirin. Umichas koyan mashiach, the michas chavidnam, the koyan god that is completely burned daily on the mizbeach without other matirin. Umichas nesacha, the mincha that is brought with a oil bishlam that is burned on the mizbeach without other matirin. Regarding all the above, moilim behem mishu huktishu. The isim ila takes effect from the time of hektish. Then kitchen bekli, hokshali possible tful yambu mechusi kippur mebalina. When the mech is put into a kli sharis, it receives additional kedusha and is eligible to become possible. V'chayam nalav mishum neser u'mishum tami. At this point, one becomes liable for eating neser or tami. However, u'pigal emba, one is not liable for eating it if it is pigal. And the Mishnah gives a general rule. Zakal, kol sheyesh lamatirin, ein chayam nalav mishum pigal v'neser v'tami atcha yakribu matirin. Are the parts of a carbon that receive a heter for their use through another part of the carbon, one becomes liable for pigal nais of a tame only if the matter was already accomplished. While v'chol she'en le'matirin, kibin she'kiddush b'kli, chayam nalav mishum nais of a tame. On items that do not require a heter through another part, one becomes liable for nais of a tame as soon as it is consecrated in the kli sharis. And u'pigal imba, on items that do not require a heter, one is never liable for pigal. As the Gemara explains, the source that Tami applies even to Davish Ein Lamatirin is derived from the pasuk of Tami in Parshas Emor. Emor Aleim L'Derisechem Kol Isha She'ikar Mekol Zaracham Ela Kadoshim B'chol HaKadoshim HaKasim Medaber. This with Tami applies to all Kadoshim, even to Ein Lamatirin. And the word Asher Yikrev teaches At She'yuchshur Likarv. This applies from when the carbon becomes eligible for Akrava. Therefore, Kol Davish Eish Lamatirin Ein Lechayv At She'yikriv U'matirin B'chol Davish Ein Lamatirin Ein Lechayv At She'yikdash B'kli. Rashi cites the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim that Neiser also applies to Ein Lamatirin, because there's a Gzeira Shavah from Tumah to Neiser through the word Chil. However, Pigal does not apply to Ein Lamatirin because the Pasuk of Pigal states, V'im ha'ochel ya'ochel mibsar zevach shlama of Pigal yia, v'nefesh ha'echeles mimena avoy natisa. The word shlamim comes to exclude as follows. Ma shlam yuchad m'shiyesh lamatirin bein l'odim bein l'mizbeach, av kol, shiyesh lamatirin bein l'odim bein l'mizbeach, chayam nalim shum pigal. Pigal applies only to karbonis like shlamim that the zrika accomplishes a heter to permit its meat to be eaten and to permit its fats to be burnt. But pigal does not apply to karbonis that does not require a heter. Hanu l'chatzis ha'if have Baruch Hashem completed the second paragraph of Masechet Me'ilah, and we'll begin the third paragraph of L'ad Chatzis in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.